Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick. In this week's episode, episode 325, I'm going to talk to you about having a mindset to do what's difficult, to do the hard thing. If you're new to the podcast, I am elated that you're here, that you found us. And if you've been here before, super excited that you're back. Please spread the word. What we're trying to do here is to help you become a much more intentional communicator, a clear and concise communicator that's on point and who can cut through the clutter. And our lives as professionals demand it. Communication is part of what we need to do. Thinking is part of what we need to do. This podcast is based on three books: the book Brief, which is about being clear and concise as a communicator; the book Noise, which is about the distractions that surround us in our life; and an upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And those books work in union with each other in concert. And one of the things that we have to realize as professionals is, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of stuff to say, for sure. We all do. In this podcast, I talk about quiet time, maybe 20, 30% of the time, and maybe a third of the time, and two-thirds of the time about communication skills. But there's a correlation between those two things. The time alone that I have in quiet, devoid of distractions, alone, focused, deep work, will help fuel and inform the communication and the collaboration I have. So when I show up with others, I'm at my best. Well, what I want to talk about this week is a mindset that we need to create in that quiet time alone to do what's difficult. Because let's face it, life can at times professionally be difficult. What do I mean? I mean, not just the regular, like, day-to-day difficulties. I'm talking about things when it gets really hard and how to do those things and have a mindset to do those things. It might be a decision, changing a direction. It might be a conversation we have to have. We've talked about this. We teach it our courses at the Brief Lab called Managing Tough Conversations. We might have a very difficult conversation. Tasks, things that I need to do, which are, objectively speaking, hard to do. Circumstances. I'm in a set of circumstances which are difficult. They're challenging. They're depleting. They're nobody would want them. And how do we create a mindset to do the difficult thing? And where does that mindset come from? So in thinking about this, when we have this mindset, and I'm going to talk about like how to create that and how to create the space to be able to do that, to do the difficult thing, I think about circumstances that I've had, tough conversations that I've had to make, decisions that I've needed to make, circumstances which change, become very difficult, and how I dealt with those things. What was my mindset in dealing with that? And I'm by no means trying to turn this podcast into, you know, an elevated thing about, you know, professional psychology. Far from it. But this is connecting about the quiet time that I need alone and how essential it is to going forward, to driving into that difficulty head on. And I think, you know, a couple things to think about when we talk about doing the difficult thing is, we need quiet time alone for a lot of things. And I've talked about it repeatedly. I want you to use your quiet to prepare. I want you to use your quiet time to read. I want you to use your quiet time to reflect. I want you to use your quiet time to do nothing. I want you to use your quiet time for gratitude. There's a lot of different things I can use to that would really be helpful for me in quiet. But when it comes to difficult things, we might be like, well, I don't want to do it. All right. Or I don't even have time to do it. I don't even know that I have to do it. I don't know how to do it. All of these can stem from a lack of quiet time. And in last week's podcast, we talked about sort of taking Fridays off, which is kind of that was the headline. But what we talked about is finding and designating blocks of time in our week and our day that we can use. Maybe it's the last couple hours of the week. Maybe it's the first few hours of the week. Maybe it's the last 2 hours of the day. you know, where we have downtime. And when we start to look at the circumstances of our life, what we're going through, what's coming up, we might be facing difficulty. It might be on the horizon. It might be, like I said, a tough decision that you got to make. And if we don't think about it, we don't consider it, we don't break it down, we don't even give it a chance. We just ignore it. And this is what happens when people are irresponsible, professionally mature, where they're not being deliberate. You know, I mean, I'm just going to give you an example. Like, this happened many, many years ago when I was running my marketing agency. And I had a really, really difficult client. And the relationship between me and the client was not going well. It just wasn't. I was working as hard as I could. They said that they needed certain things, which it turned out to be that were not true. And they were promising me one thing, but actually asking me to do something significantly less. And the big thing that they said they wanted, they never did. And they just strung me along for a long time. And it was early on in my business, so I didn't have enough experience at the time to know that they were kind of stringing me along. But one day I realized, you know, and I'd give it some thought. Honestly, I had some time to think about this circumstance and this client. And they were a paying client. They'd been a client for a while, but what they were saying and what they were doing were different, and they were stringing me along. And I had to do the hard thing, which is, I'll never forget, they were asking me to make a trip. They were in Canada, and I would fly up there, and it was all about this, oh, we're going to do these great things together. And I go there, and I was basically like doing freelance work. It was really just fairly tactical. It was not even close to what they were talking to me about. And it went on far too long. And I remember picking up the phone and calling the guy and saying, I'm not coming. He's like, what do you mean you're not coming? I said, and I just had a hard conversation with him. And I just laid into him. I told him exactly what was happening from my perspective. And I mean, I don't know how else to put this, I broke up with my client. I just said goodbye. And that was that. And there was two partners, and I called the other partner. I said, hey, this is the deal. I'm not going to do this anymore. It was difficult because they were a paying client and I needed the money. But it was a difficult thing that I needed to do. But what I want you to think about is, do you even think about in your time alone the difficult thing that you need to do? And here's kind of a, let's say there's tough circumstances or a change of direction or whatever it might be that's hard. It's objectively hard. People that you know would say, yeah, you've got to do that thing. I wouldn't want to be you. When you're creating the mindset to do this thing, I mean, obviously it's hard. So it's not going to be easy, because if it were easy, you'd just not do it. So this is just sort of a sequence of words of how you might want to approach this to create a mindset to be able to do the hard thing, to do what's difficult. Well, number one is give yourself enough time to think about it. You know, think about those circumstances, think about that decision, think about the person who's underperforming, think about, in this case, a client relationship that was just underwhelming and not what they said it needed to be and what you wanted it or no, it should have been. But you had to think about it. Am I giving enough time to think about it? Right? I might need to sell off a business that's underperforming. I might need to change a person's role. I got to think about it. How is that person doing? If I'm going to think about it, there's business as usual. Monday becomes Tuesday, becomes Wednesday, and 1 week becomes the next week. And next thing you know, you've blown through 6 months because you haven't thought about it. Number two is after you've thought about it, number two might be like, hey, all right, do you accept it? Yeah, this is so. Like I said with this client relationship is not what I want it to be. And I don't want it to be anymore. I accepted it. It is literally a D relationship. It's not a B relationship. It's not an A relationship. It's not even a C. It's a D. It's never going to be a C. I accepted it. My mindset is like, it's not getting better. It is the way it is. And I just have to start planning for that conversation. Okay, when am I going to have it? I'm not going to just wake up one moment, one day and go, okay, I'm going to call the client right now. I'm going to plan it out. What's the mindset of doing the difficult thing? Is you got to think about it. You got to accept it. You got to plan for it. All right, this is coming my way. in the planning is, in the preparing is, in the brief that we teach is how to organize how you're going to talk about it, how you're going to say it. In this particular case, I had to say to the person, I don't want to be your agency anymore. And our relationship's over. And that led to just doing the hard thing, which is that was done. But a lot of that was time alone. And when I had time to spend doing that, I could then talk to people like an executive coach, or if you're in a business where you have coworkers or you've got a boss, you could run things by them and get their thought that this is hard, and you get people's support, but you got to be able to step away by yourself in quiet and think about it. Because if it's hard, you don't want to think about it. I mean, think about it. You got to make a decision. And it's a tough decision. It's difficult objectively for anybody to make a decision and go that direction. Well, if nobody would want to do it, nobody would want to even think about it. You just kind of ignore it. You just sweep it under the carpet. That's being irresponsible. And people do it all the time. So when we talk about communication, I'm not talking about just like, you know, what we might call happy to glad, these nice things. I mean, I'm talking about saying the hard thing. We are going in a different direction. I'm not running this particular business anymore. I'm going to, you know, stop doing this thing. I'm going to talk to a person who is got an issue that's a pretty serious issue, and I'm not going to ignore it anymore. Well, if I'm not giving myself enough time alone, I'm not even going to consider it. If I don't consider it, I'm not going to say it. And if you don't consider it, you're not deliberate about it. If you do talk about it, you may be not at your best. You might be impulsive. You might be angry. You might be reactionary. You might not be doing the right thing. So you might just have it one day and just like explode. And then imagine that you've got an issue. Maybe for me, it was a client, but maybe you got an issue with a colleague or a set of circumstances or a project that you're working on. And you're not thinking, like go back to last week, you're not taking that last day of the week to think about how's it going? Don't think about this. I'm not thinking about it. Yeah, thinking about it, but it's not going well, but you haven't been thinking about how it's not going well. Well, you let that string along, and now you're a couple months into the thing, and the thing is really behind. It's not going well. You haven't even considered it. You haven't talked about it. You've just ignored it because you haven't had quiet time alone. And then your boss comes calling and asks you, how is it going? And then you don't have an answer, and you're saying, I don't know. And then you turn around your team, and then your team is in complete disarray, and then you lose it. Well, you could have avoided a lot of that thing by doing the difficult thing of thinking about it, about the current state of affairs, and accepting the fact that you are late, you have the wrong team members, like all that, and then talk about it. So this is a mindset that we have to create. And that mindset is created by giving ourselves time to create it, time alone. And we don't give ourselves enough of it. And we look at it like a luxury. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. You know, I'll say that again. It's not a luxury. It's not a nice to have. It's a necessity. We need it like air. I need time alone every day to think and to plan, to observe, to decipher, to determine what to say, what to do, how to feel about something. And if I don't give myself the hard time, one of the reasons might be is because I'm not willing to do the hard thing, to do what's difficult. And part of any professional's life is to do things that are hard. And you want to be deliberate about it. You want to be deliberate about how you think about it. You want to be deliberate about how you talk about it. And you absolutely want to be deliberate and decisive about what you do about it. And when you do that, you can go head on into things with clarity of intent. I know what needs to be done, and I'm going to do it. When I think about difficulties, I think actually that the Nike slogan still suffices. Just do it. Just saying.